The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. May Allah accept your du'as and worships in the month of Ramadan. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We said we were going to be looking at portions of Dua Iftitah, just so that when we can read this dua, we get a deeper understanding of how we can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through it. And last week we looked at the importance of praising Allah. If you look at Dua Iftitah, one of the main things that stands out about this dua is the number of times we begin passages with Alhamdulillahilladhi, Alhamdulillahilladhi. And it's very beautiful. And what the importance of praise was, this is what we talked about last week. Another theme in this dua that is very beautifully described, immediately after the beginning praise, we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَيْقَنْتُ أَنَّكَ أَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فِي مَوْضِعِ الْعَفْوِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَأَشَدُّ الْمُعَاقِبِينَ فِي مَوْضِعِ النَّكَالِ وَنَقِمَ أَحْسَنْتُمْ. Yeah? Very beautifully, we said that I am sure, I have yaqeen, أَيْقَنْتُ, I am certain that you are the most merciful in the matters that require your pardon and mercy. That if a person deserves it, you are by far the most merciful. But I also have certainty that you are the harshest in punishments, in situations of those who deserve punishment and chastisement. In this passage, one of the beautiful responsibilities or adab, etiquette in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is defined for us. And that is the need for us as believers to have a balance between hope and fear when we talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our relationship to God, it's not just one-sided. You know, we always go through these phases, but these phases are incorrect. I've said before, when I was growing up, it was all about fearing God. Yeah, you make a mistake, you are punished, right? And it seemed like God's representatives were our madrasa teachers willing to exert that punishment upon us, you know? But this is not the relationship that God has with us, right? And on the other hand, today now it's all very lovey with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love Him, love everything, love everyone. And this is where we find that we go into extremes. The middle path is the path that we need to be on. That's Sirat al-Mustaqim. And that path is a path in which we have a balance between hope and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our sixth Imam as-Sadiq alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. He's reported to have said in a tradition, Kana Abi Yaqul, that my father used to say, Innahu laysa min abdin mu'min, that there is not a believing servant, Illa wa fi qalbihi nuran, except in his heart or her heart there is two lights, Nurun khifa wa nuru raja. There is a light of fear and a light of hope. وَلَوْ وُزِنَا هَذَا لَمْ يَزِدْ عَلَىٰ هَذَا. And if you were to weigh one of them, it would not outweigh the other. The balance of hope and fear. You know, hope is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to have in Him, right? He tells us to have hope that we will be coming, we can come back to Him after any mistake. You know, we spent a lot of time talking about Tawbah a few months back. And in that discussion of Tawbah, we said how fortunate we are that we have Tawbah. Right? Because that, if that was taken away from us, if that door was never opened to us, we would forever be in astray of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in disarray of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence, it is a hope that we have, that if we can reform, we can be better. And in fact, what our religion teaches us is that one of the worst sins a believer can perform is to lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Allah says in Surah Yusuf, وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. Do not lose despair or be despaired in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. That the only ones who have despair in Allah's mercy are the unbelieving people. And so when we think that we're not going to be forgiven, we're not going to be taken back, that in itself is a sin. Allah says, have hope in me, right? Have hope that I will take you back. Now naturally, hope requires action, yeah? I can't continue down the path of the path that I'm on, thinking that hopefully, inshallah, it will work out. No, that's not the way hope works. Hope is, I take the necessary steps, and I hope that Allah will have mercy in him. And this is what he wants from us. And so we have hope. We have hope that he will provide for us, sustain us, look after us, nourish us. But we also have hope that Allah will forgive us. Yeah, that Allah will include us in his mercy. That Allah will allow us to enter into paradise. We have hope of all of these things. But you know, hope on its own can lead a person to become negligent in their responsibilities, isn't it? Yeah, hope on its own can make a person greedy. It can make a person forgetful. It can make a person in certain instances rebellious, right? If a child, for example, all he has, is all he knows or all she knows is that their parents will always bring them back home, always be okay with their mistakes, always look over, that child is not going to love his parents. That child is going to rebel against his parents. Yeah? Why? Because all they had was this hope, right? And this hope leads a person towards rebellion. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hope on itself is not enough because it will lead a person to eventually transgress. But what we require to equal that hope is a good amount of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we have to understand this fear, right? This fear is not a fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as such. Because if a person has done nothing wrong, why would they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He is the most just. He is the most merciful, right? Allah is not like us. You know, like us, like sometimes our family is afraid to even speak to us because they don't know what mood we're in, right? They don't know how we will react. Something good news may be taken up badly. Why? Because I am moody as a person. Allah is not moody. Right? Allah is just. And so if a person has never done anything wrong, they have nothing to fear with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, the fear that we are talking about, right, is a fear of understanding that comes from faith, that I fear disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I recognize that it is in my disobedience that I become distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand? Yeah? It's this disobedience that we do, every sin that we do, every small sin, we consider them small sins, right? But every small sin is a step away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what it causes is me to become distant from God. And this is what believers fear. Believers fear being distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's this distance that will make us be forsaken by God. You know, Allah says very beautifully in Surah Taha, verse 126, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا. He says, likewise, our signs came to you. For what happened? فَنَسِيتَهَا. But you forgot our signs. You didn't pay attention to our signs. You didn't look after our signs. Why? Because we were disobedient. What is the result of that? وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ أَحْسَنْتُمْ تُنْسَى. Allah says, so today you will be forgotten. Subhanallah. This is not a joke, yeah? To be forgotten by God. Yeah? To be just put aside by God. You know, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali. Very beautifully describes this line in Dua Kumail. Very beautifully, right? He says to Allah, فَلَئِن سَيَّرْتَنِي لِلْأُقُوبَاتِ مَعَا أعدائك. He says that, Allah, if you were to subject me to the punishments of your enemies, وَجَمَعْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ أَهْلِ بَلَائِكَ, and if you were to join me with those people who are receiving your chastisement, وَفَرَّقْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ أَحِبَّائِكَ, and you separated me from the people that you love, فَهَبْنِي يَا إِلَهِ وَسَيِّدِي وَمَوْلَايَ وَرَبِّي. He says, suppose, Ya Allah, the habni is important, right? This supposing is important because it's not possible. But he says, suppose that I sabartu ala dhalik, that I am able to deal with the punishment, I am able to deal being separated from your friends and being joined by your enemies. Suppose I can deal with all that. فَكَيْفَ أَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ فِرَاقِكَ. How can I be patient at being separate from you, O Allah? This is the fear, right? This is the balance that we talk about. The balance that I have hope in God, man. I have hope that God will look after me. God will love me. God will forgive me. God will have mercy. All that is important. But I should have a fear of not wanting to disappoint Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I can find that balance, watch my faith blossom the way it has never blossomed before. We pray in this month that we recite this dua. We try to focus on this balance that is required for us to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a better way. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb, laytaka.